Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me into your ears. The following podcast is a benefit for the Actors Fund and Broadway Cares COVID-19 Emergency Assistance Fund. To donate, please visit www.broadwaycares.org/help2020. And if you don't, I'll come to your house.
Dracula, a comedy of terrors, is brought to you by the Actors Fund, Broadway Cares, and Floss. Keeps your breath fresh and your fangs clean.
Previously on Dracula, a comedy of terrors, young Jonathan Harker traveled to Transylvania to execute a big real estate deal with none other than Count Dracula. But the Count is more interested in his fiancée.
That skin, the likes of which I have not seen in at least 1,000 years.
The following week, a shipwreck off the coast of Whitby yielded no survivors, but Harker's intrepid fiancée, Lucy Westfelt, discovered the captain's log.
This last line looks like it says, 6 coffins full of earth headed for Carfax.
Oh, that dreadful abandoned house on the other side of town. Didn't Jonathan just sell that property?
Yes, to a man in Transylvania. He must have been on that ship.
That's a very good guess, Lucy. We now rejoin our story in progress as Wallace Westfelt welcomes us to his daughter Lucy's engagement party.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and colleagues, for those of you I have yet to meet, I am Dr. Wallace Westfelt, happy father of the bride. I am honored to welcome you to my home and asylum for rehabilitation of the criminally insane. I am so pleased to have you all here tonight to celebrate Lucy and Jonathan. I am only sorry my beloved wife is not with us to share in this blessing, but I know that she is smiling down from the heavens, protecting this young couple as they begin to make their way in an increasingly turbulent world. So if you happen to feel a bit of damp in the air, think of it not as a residue of the English autumn, but rather as her tears of joy.
And may I also take this opportunity to say...
Not now, Mina. So, it seems we've got a bit of time on our hands, but the happy couple should be down any minute. Cheers!
Well done, Daddy.
Thank you, Mina. Why don't you introduce me to your gentlemen friends?
Yes, Father. This is the very charming Lord Cavendish.
How do you do?
And the handsome Lord Windsor.
Lovely to meet you. Charmed, I'm sure.
And from America, the highly eligible Lord Swivel Hips.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Nice to see all this attention being lavished on my daughter.
Your other daughter, Lucy?
Yeah, the hot one.
But Lucy is no longer on the market. I, however, am unencumbered by any suitors at all. So, if you gentlemen should have even the slightest bit of interest...
All right, all right. Soft touch, darling.
And where is your sister? I'm eager to bestow my well wishes.
Of course you are.
You know, if I get a little alone time with her, you know, I'm sure I could convince her to change her mind.
Don't be rude, Swivel Hips.
You're the rude one.
How very dare you? I was the first to arrive this evening.
We came together, moron.
Care for a top-off, sir?
Kitty, please go fetch Lucy and Jonathan. You can tell the lovebirds they have a restless crowd down here.
Yes, Dr. Westfelt. Anything else I can get you?
You can get me my stethoscope. I noticed it went missing after our last checkup.
Yes, Mr. Doctor, sir.
I can't very well be expected to cure your kleptomania without the tools of my trade, can I?
No, sir, doctor, mister.
Right along then, Kitty. Leave the champagne. And also my watch.
I, for one, think Kitty is making excellent progress.
Sir, I must say, allowing your patients to live right here in your home isn't your troublesome.
And living with a bunch of Fruit Loops?
Gentlemen, insanity is merely society's failure to recognize individuality and sparkle.
Father is an advocate for sparkle.
I am. I love sparkles. I can't deny it.
Be that as it may, I am not entirely comfortable with them.
Sparkles?
No. Crazy people like woo-woo, you know.
We refuse to be served by these monsters.
These people are not monsters. They are suffering. And if none of you recognize their potential, then none of you are worthy to call yourself my suitor.
We weren't.
We're here for your sister.
Yeah, in case she changes her mind.
Vultures! Get out of our house now. The only monsters here are you.
Well done, Mina. I didn't know you had it in you.
Neither did I. There are other things I wish I had in me.
Mina?
But alas, I am destined to live my life unloved and alone.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Count Dracula.
Oh, hello.
I realize you will likely have many questions about me. Feel free to ask them all. I am not afraid to talk about myself.
Well, isn't that a refreshing quality in a man? Are you a friend of the bride or the groom?
I am Mr. Hucker's real estate client. I just moved to town.
How wonderful.
You must be Lucy's sister.
Yes, I got all the recessive genes. How do you know Lucy?
I have only ever seen her image once, but I have not been able to forget it.
Yes, she's very memorable.
I baked this for the happy couple. It's a babka.
Oh, does it happen to be...
Yes, it's gluten-free, cruelty-free, vegan, non-GMO, and certified organic. I also brought one for the rest of us that tastes good.
Ah, lovely jubbly.
Oh, my God. You're amazing, aren't you?
I do my best. I used extra salt. Good for the blood pressure.
Wouldn't that raise the blood pressure?
To balance the sweets. Marie Antoinette's chef gave me that tip before he lost his head.
Oh, he's having us on. Nice one, Count. I'll just have Kitty plate this for the guests.
Marie Antoinette, how old are you?
Old enough to appreciate beauty found in the most unexpected of places.
Oh, sir, your hand is so smooth.
Mm. You like that? The secret is staying out of the sun.
Mina, come join us. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the bride and groom-to-be, Jonathan Harker, and my lovely daughter, Lucy Wesfeldt.
So kind of you all to join us.
Yes, we're thrilled to share this magical evening with so many special people.
So, drink up! And if anyone is interested in my other daughter, Mina, all offers will be considered. Come, darling, let's greet our guests properly.
Jonathan!
I don't believe my eyes. Dracula, old man, you are alive!
I wouldn't go that far.
I thought everyone on that ship perished.
I managed a narrow escape.
Extraordinary. We must let the papers know.
No, please. It was harrowing enough to live through it once.
Yes, of course, but the story, it's tremendous. You'd be famous.
I'm happy living in the shadows.
I'm so very glad to see you, and looking rather well, all things considered.
I need a haircut, but not bad, am I?
Jonathan, darling, your friends are absolute charmers. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't believe we've met.
Lucy, your fiancé has told me so much about you.
Has he? All good, I hope.
Naturally.
Count Dracula, you are even more compelling in person.
I don't think anyone has ever French kissed my hand before. How continental.
Count, where did you say you were from?
The Carpathian Mountains.
The Count just purchased Carfax.
Really? Bit of a fixer-upper, eh?
It's perfect as it is.
Even with the mold and the bugs and the smell?
Doesn't bother me. I lived in New York for a year after college.
It seems this is a highly resilient man. He's the sole survivor of last night's shipwreck.
Really? You certainly clean up well.
A little concealer goes a long way.
Count, the ship's manifest reported 6 boxes of soil from abroad. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
As a matter of fact, they are mine. I plan to grow some of my native herbs from back home for baking.
Fascinating.
Yes, most women react similarly.
A man who bakes, right?
I meant the soil. Well, I happen to have been an earth sciences major at Oxford.
Oh, I see. Impressive.
Oh, hardly. It wasn't like I came in top of my class and then couldn't find work because I was a woman. Oh, wait.
Bright side is, she's about to start the most important job of all. Wife and mother.
Yay.
Lucy, might I invite you over to see my soil samples?
That's very generous of you, Count.
Excellent. Come with me now.
Now? In the middle of my engagement party, silly. We'll find time in the next week or two.
So you don't want to?
Go home with you? Thanks for the laugh, Count. Welcome to Whitby.
Come, Lucy, darling. I want to introduce you to my cousins, Mary and Shelley.
Count, how are you getting on? Has Renfield offered you something to eat?
Renfield?
One of my patients. He's working the party to develop his social skills. Renfield!
Yes, Doctor?
Will you please come back in here?
Coming, Doctor!
He's got little to no self-esteem, so he's highly suggestible.
Not a problem.
And he eats bugs.
I'll see what's keeping him.
You must be famished from your shipwreck. Can I offer you a bite?
Mina, do come along.
Dad, I'm coming! God!
Good evening, sir. Would you like a cheesy thing?
No, thank you. Let me guess. Renfield.
Do I know you?
Not yet. But I know you.
You do?
Better than you know yourself. You're lonely. You're misunderstood. You're without purpose.
It's like you can see right into my soul. My only relief is in serving others.
Well, I've got a little penchant for being served, and I could use some help cleaning around Carfax, in case I should have a guest. You're not afraid of a bug or two, are you?
Bugs? What sort of bugs? Sweet or savory? Can you be more specific?
Why don't you come by later tonight and see for yourself? I prepare an assortment. When it comes to living ingredients, I'm a master chef.
Master chef!
Come by. 3 a.m. Tell no one.
Yes, master. Chef.
I'm back. Down the hatch. If I may say so, that's a very handsome dress you're wearing.
No, it's a cape.
Whatever it is. It's very becoming.
Thank you, Mina.
Oh, you remember my name. Oh.
Has anyone ever told you that you have a beautiful neck?
No, they haven't. They usually comment on my strong shoulders and prominent Adam's apple.
You don't say.
I know, it's silly. Men are ever so predictable. But my neck... What a refreshing compliment!
The way it curves gently, pitching it at just the right angle to show off your exquisite jugular.
You're not like all the other men in Whitby, are you?
Transylvania is very far from here. Simply put, I am a stranger in a strange land.
Funny. I've always felt that way myself.
Of course you have. All of us are alone, aren't we? Craving momentary comfort in the arms of one who will hold you tight, caress your skin, and take complete control of you.
You want to get out of here?
My house is just across town.
Good. I'll grab a bottle.
Don't bother. I'm suddenly thirsty for something else.
Will Count Dracula try his luck with Lucy again? What plans does he have for the vulnerable and willing Mina? And what of Renfield?
And will he be bringing any more cake?
The answers to these questions and more next week on Dracula, a comedy of terrors. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, was written by Gordon Greenberg and Steve Rosen. Directed by Gordon Greenberg, associate directed by Marty McGuire. Edited and mixed by Bart Fassbender, with original music and sound design by Victoria DiOrio. Produced by Dory Berenstein and Alan Seals for the Broadway Podcast Network. This week's episode featured Christopher Sieber as Dracula, Jeff Crady as Jonathan Harker, Ashley Park as Lucy Westfeldt, Anna Lee Ashford as Mina Westfeldt, James Monroe Iglehart as Dr. Wallace Westfeldt, Rob McClure as Lords Cavendish and Windsor, John Stamos as Lord Swivelhips, Kathy Fitzgerald as Kitty, Alex Brightman as Renfield, and I am your narrator, Alan Tudyk.
Dracula, a comedy of terrors, was commissioned and originally produced by the Malt Jupiter Theater, Andrew Cato, producing artistic director, chief executive.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.